From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callaghan. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Well, praise the Lord, we found some confidence.
Yeah, Mike, is it time to change the narrative? That's the question we have to ask. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the slump in business confidence, haven't we? And yesterday saw the latest release of the ANZ Business Outlook, and we've got a good bounce in the headline level. The index jumped from minus 50 to minus 38. That's the highest level we've seen since May. So that's a good thing. But there was also a lift, Mike, in firms' views of their own activity. And that's the metric that I like, or that generally I think the market likes, because it gives us insight into forecasting growth. It lifted 4 points to a net 8% of firms expecting an improvement in the next 12 months. So look, from my point of view, Mike, absolutely unequivocally great to see an improvement in these numbers. But, and there is a but, they are still at historically low levels. The employment intentions lifted, as did profit expectations. Investment intentions, though, they dropped further. And if you're wanting to increase your productivity, you do actually want to see those investment intentions lift. Look, from this forecasting point of view, from a forward-looking point of view, Mike, the long-term average of firms' own activity is plus 27. So the plus 8 outcome is still consistent with lower levels of growth in the future. So let's not lose sight of that. But do remember that recent GDP number gives us a better than expected starting point. But the concern is still growth over the second half of the year. Just at a sector level, retail sector is still the most negative and the services sector is the most optimistic. That's consistent with what we saw in the recent GDP data, where the services sector was a material contributor. Mike, I just want to put in one extra point here. The real thing here is not so much that we're getting this steady stream of negative business confidence numbers, but it's the why. And I think a lot of commentators have struggled to kind of pinpoint the why. There was a theory put forward yesterday, it's actually the economist at the BNZ that put this forward, that it's getting harder to achieve business growth and it's getting harder to achieve higher profits. So, and I think actually, and that's what's actually leading to the slump in confidence. And I think that argument has a little bit of merit. There's what we call the output gap in the economy. That's the amount of slack in the economy. That's effectively closed, and that's for the first time in many years. And we've got these capacity constraints as well, so it's just getting harder to grow, and it's getting harder to make more money, and that could be one of the contributors. That's a very interesting observation.
Okay, so the Reserve Bank today, no movement. The Fed tomorrow, up.
Oh, no, the Fed's just come out, Mike. This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
They're up 0.25%. They're up. This is part of the ongoing normalization of interest rates. They've removed the reference to accommodative policy. We're probably looking at three hikes in 2019. We're looking at another hike in December. They've sort of said that, look, the labor market continues to be strong. We've seen some, we saw a bit of a shift, US dollar lower straight after that announcement. The share market's had a bit of a hike, but they've all sort of come back to normal. Yeah, and then later this morning, Reserve Bank, they step up to the plate, Mike. Governor Orr gave the markets a bit of a wake-up call back in August with a more dovish statement. So he was signaling interest rates lower for longer, basically prioritizing growth over inflation concerns. So we saw the currency lower there. Export sector gets a boost, hopefully more jobs. Since then, we've had that better GDP outcome. Obviously, the pickup in business confidence yesterday as well. That won't be part of their data set for this decision. The GDP is, but I think they still stay relatively dovish. Orr recently has said that the challenge is to get inflation up, and I think they will still be concerned about that forecast growth track. So expect no change in interest rates, but maintaining a relatively dovish standpoint.
That's at 9 o'clock this morning. We will listen with interest, get the analysis from you tomorrow morning. What are the numbers for now?
26,554 on the Dow. It has bounced around a bit since the Fed came out. So, but at this stage, up about 0.33%. S&P 500, 2925, up 10. And the NASDAQ also spiked up and then dropped down a little bit, 8046. FTSE 100, they were up 4 yesterday, 7511. Nikkei 24033 up 90. Shanghai Composite 2806 up 26. Quiet days on the Australasian share marks. Yesterday, the ASX 200 just up 6192, and the NZX 50 up 49349. The Kiwi dollar. Now, When I first got up this morning, 0.6650, spiked up almost to 0.67 after that announcement, dropped back a bit, about 0.6680 now, against the Aussie 0.9153, against the Euro 0.5673, against the Pound 0.5064, Yen 75.47, gold trading at $1,194.60, Brent crude $81.47.
You have a good one, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at JMI Wealth.co.nz.